From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. After acknowledging that current guidelines were not adequate at a Dallas hospital where an Ebola patient died and two nurses were sickened, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued new guidelines on treating the often deadly disease. CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden says it calls for face shields, hoods, and other items that leave no part of the body exposed, along with appropriate training.
Prior to working with Ebola patients, anyone who's going to work with them must be repeatedly trained in and demonstrate competency performing all of the things that they're going to need to do, specifically putting on and taking off proper personal protective equipment.
New CDC guidance was expected as early as this past weekend, but was pushed back while it was reviewed by health experts and government officials. Apple sold a lot of its new iPhones last quarter, making it the company's best new product release on record. That's according to the company's quarterly results, which came out today. NPR's Laura Seidel reports Apple also had good news to report for Mac sales.
Apple's iPhone 6 comes in two sizes, both with bigger screens than previous models, and it's been a hit. Sales of iPhones rose 13%. Apple sold more than 10 million new phones the first weekend the 6 became available. There's still a wait of more than a week to get a new phone. However, the company isn't doing as well with iPad sales, which were down significantly over last year. With thinner, lighter laptops and bigger, faster phones, people are finding less use for the iPad. However, a partnership with IBM to create new tablet software for businesses may eventually give tablet sales a boost. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Officials in Northern Virginia have announced three new felony charges against the man accused of kidnapping UVA student Hannah Graham. From member station WVTF, Sandy Hausman reports.
Jesse Matthew Jr. is now charged in connection with a sexual assault in Northern Virginia 9 years ago. Fairfax County Prosecutor Ray Morrow told reporters,
"The three counts contained in the indictment are, number one, attempted capital murder. The second count is abduction with the intent to defile. The third count is sexual penetration with an object against the victim's will."
DNA was recovered in that case, and state police say they have evidence linking Matthew to a third crime, the murder of a Virginia Tech student in 2009. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Hausman.
The nation's highest court has declined to wade into a dispute between 11 Louisiana parishes and oil giant BP. Local governments had sued the company, claiming the state had the power to impose penalties to harm wildlife in addition to those imposed under federal law. Without comment, the Supreme Court left in place lower court rulings that dismissed those lawsuits. The rupture of BP's Macondo well claimed the lives of 11 oil rig workers. Stocks ended the session with gains today. The Dow was up 19 points at 16,399. The Nasdaq gained 57 points. This is NPR. President Obama cast his vote early in the 2014 midterm elections. President voting today at a community center named after Dr. Martin Luther King near his family's home on Chicago's South Side. President says he's excited and he loves voting. Obama and other Democrats have been calling on voters to cast their ballots early this year instead of waiting until Election Day. Democrats are hoping to turn out Democratic-leaning voters, including minorities and young people, as they seek to hold on to their majority in the Senate. Composer Stephen Paulus has died, Minnesota Public Radio's Juan Kerr reports.
Paulus composed prolifically, producing over 400 works during his career, including almost 60 orchestral pieces, 10 operas, and 150 choral pieces. He was commissioned by dozens of major organizations. He was also composer in residence at the orchestras in Atlanta, Minnesota, Tucson, and Annapolis. His Pilgrim's Hymn was played at the funerals of both Presidents Reagan and Ford. A passionate advocate for music and music education, he was a co-founder of the American Composers Forum, which is now the world's largest composer service organization. Stephen Paulus was 65. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr in St. Paul.
Automakers, including Toyota, Honda, BMW, and GM, are notifying owners of nearly a quarter of a million vehicles they'll need to fix a potential airbag problem immediately. Recall involves airbags created by a Japanese supplier. Inflators in the bags can apparently rupture, causing metal fragments to fly out. Hot climate is thought to trigger the failures. Problem has caused at least 4 deaths as well as other injuries. So far, our automakers have recalled about 12 million vehicles worldwide to fix the problem. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.